Thank you for tuning in to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. And the Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4477 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The ministry website is located at godspropheticministry.com. Now, with this evening's message, here's
just a time to come and present myself to a faultless God, that He will get the glory out of my life. My desire is that I will be one of the representatives that serious about this one and only Jesus. I find out He'll take the hurt out of your heart. Yes, He'll take the malice out of your eyes. Amen. He'll redeem you daily back to Him. Amen. And give you a reason to keep going on. Amen. We separate ourselves from the things that will give us a reason to keep going. Because we don't want to go through nothing. That's our reason. Amen. That we are exempt. Amen. But I believe if some of these so-arrival people with things would tell the truth and allow Him to take them back from when He first thought He connected up with Him, and we beg for things and things disconnect us with Him, and we go and do the motion for ourselves. Folks can follow, people can follow the platform when they can see something. But guess what? If you get real with Him, He'll let you have or use something. And you won't have the big head and go crazy again. This is my motto. Line up with Him and He'll let you use one of His houses. And you'll know your credit wasn't good and you don't make enough money. I ain't hearing nobody. He'll let you go on these jobs when they pay minimum wage and you'll be blowing it up. You try to get to the White House, you might not get there. If you get up in there, somebody might throw you out. That's big money. But God is everything we need. He'll allow you to go somewhere and you know your credit jacked up, and you too. I'm talking real talk for somebody don't believe it today. All your expertise and all your training and hooking up and got all this darn paperwork and you don't understand it yourself either. When I go to a meeting, I let God handle my business. Because I'm taking for you long, because people got to go eat their meat. If you ain't got none, you're trying to get some somebody else's place. That boy of mine bought me some meat yesterday, and the pastor had his finger in it before he got it there. I told him, it's too salty for me. He says, it's good. Oh, his wife in the house, she might tell him he won't cook me no more meat. I ain't hear nobody. It was lovely, lovely. Start at verse 4 and go down to 10, Brother Imani. 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter, 4 to 10.
1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, starting at the 4th verse. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran to Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him.
Read that again.
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him.
All right.
And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth.
Amplifying.
In the Amplified. When the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here I am. He ran to Eli and said, here I am, for you called me. Eli said, I did not call you. Lie down again. So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here I am. Here am I. You did call me. Eli answered, I did not call, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord was not yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel the third time. And he went to Eli and said, here I am, for you did call me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
Here, Samuel did not know anything pertaining to the Lord. And sometimes we say we know the Lord. And, you know, the enemy wants to jack us up when we can quote the word. Amen. But we can't line up with the word. Amen. And we got false information. We implement wrong things. And here I saw where Samuel was a young boy. This is what the word told me. But I find out that in this passage of scripture, he want to teach and train us how to be a servant to the Most High God. How we going to be taught unless we have a preacher. How are we going to do these things when we don't know how to do these things? Amen. We ignorant of the things of God because we won't line up to God. Amen. Here, Samuel thought Eli was who was calling him because he was a servant there. He followed rules and regulations in the temple. And it's amazing how we cannot make it forward until we learn how to be a servant or learn how to be obedient so we can learn the order of what God will have us to do. Now, isn't it amazing? This boy, we're going to tear up Eli's household, his family. Because when we done got, we can know the order of God. We can know what God requires. But when we take down from God, from our children, from family, or anybody. I ain't hearing about this what in the book here, so don't get mad with me. We take down and we go along with the sin and the corruption and all the things that is not of God. You might think you're in a place with God, but when you begin to distance yourself or in denial with the things of God, you're no longer in that place. And it should not be that we allow nobody to distance us from a relationship with God. I'm talking about the one got children, the one ain't in here today. Amen. We don't understand what it meant to follow instruction. It's a hard thing to follow instruction when you don't believe they got none. Amen. This boy did not know the Lord. This is what the book told me. He didn't know nothing about his word. He did not know anything. But I read down there, servant. How are we going to come to be a servant? You're going to have to take down from yourself. Deny yourself from your self-preference. And I want to do what I want to do. I ain't hearing nobody. I heard Apostle Grant tell me he was in, what you say, Coogee? Where you in Coogee? Oh, that's Coogee? I didn't go by there because God didn't have me to stop by there. Uh-huh. He said to me that his bishop said 3 minutes. And you better take 3 minutes. I said, Lord Jesus. But even if he was not hearing God, I need to take what he said. Because he said, God said, or he said, he didn't tell me who said, he just told me, he said, the bishop said 3 minutes. How many? 15. Well, I thought you said 3. I know you had sneezing. He said, sit down. So I'm looking at this passage of scripture here. Let me go back over here where it says, starting at verse 4. And then the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. The Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. It didn't say, I call myself. Is that what it says in your book? And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. Am I reading right in my book? Amen. When the Lord called us, we should say, here am I, Lord. What you will have me to do, prepare me so I will do that. Sometimes our ministry, we feel, going to stale and not be manifest in his timing. And we get anxious, we get in a hurry, and we get jumping around like a bunny rabbit, and we tell lies. The Lord told me to do this, and I ain't doing nothing. He said, somebody's lying. I ain't hearing nobody. Sometimes it ain't going to be as plush and as adventurous or advantage as you think it's going to be. But when you say yes to him, you mean whatever he tells you to do, I mean yes. Amen. He may go tell you to marry a fat woman and she all greasy. That might be your first assignment to get to know him. No fat grease got a fat girl. I don't see nobody grease dropping off her legs and thighs. I had some notes. I was going to do it like the Bible say. But we don't know what our first lesson going to be. We don't want the first real lesson. We want what we want. We quote the scripture back to him and we don't know nothing about the scripture. I ain't hear nobody. Amen. That make us dumb doers. And the ability. Sister girl got some long, good lungs there. Praise the Lord. I like that. Let her holler a bit, tick on her toes. I'm happy. Don't nobody know what that girl went through with to get that baby here. Frustration. Put up with the dad and the baby look just like him. A lot of stuff. You get real mean when you're pregnant. Don't care who you're pregnant for. You mean to everybody around you. Like they help you to get the baby. Oh, let me get back to the world. I don't want to make nobody mad. And we give us different kind of words to do different things. And if yours is like mine, well, then you don't look at me because you might not pass in me. A little simple thing, just what I said, it sounds real funny, but that can be a hard assignment that we will not pass. And so when Samuel did not know from what I read here, Samuel was laying down sleeping. Get some good rest like we like to get. If you ain't got nobody in your life, it'll be good to sleep as much as you can. When you get somebody in your life and they fool you, then you'll start sleeping again. Because you have you time. Again, ain't hear nobody. And when the Lord called Samuel and he answered, here am I. The Lord called us in various ways. Will we say, yes, here am I? We can be in a tragic situation. Yesterday when me and my grandbaby were coming back, somebody just flew out on the side of the car. But we had this music rolling, and we was fired up in Jesus, and the car didn't even blow to give us a sign they were going to hit us. But because of obedience, I'm going to say me. Y'all go on and talk about me after I leave today. The Lord allowed me to get a ride down to where he told me to go. Since I'm in the car, somebody grab over to yourself. Don't get bitter on me. Since I'm in the car, Brother Vince, and I have gone down there and scotched and got two shades darker, and some little bugs were crawling in my afro, and I obeyed him, and I done went down there and praised God and jumped around out there, and the audience and everybody looking. A retarded person came and put that hand on the table. I said, they got to go, because we got to finish this. So I have done what he told me to do. He said, go down to the landing. I'm in the car with my grandbaby, with her acting up. And the car could have pulled the door off, whoo, right there. Then he won't blow it home. Just nasty. But I say, it's good. We say we are serving. That's where I'm going. But if we can't do what he say do, he speak to the saved as well as the unsaved. So don't get it mixed up in here today. Amen. A simple speaking. He wants us to be able to hear his voice and obey him when he speak. He speak to all of us. How do you think Prophet Thomas come? I wasn't going to bring him up. I ain't smart like that in case y'all is. He just gave me authority up here. He gave. So whatever he want to do through me, I said, I'm willing. I'm willing. Because it brings forth a manifestation of his power in me. I told him to erase this, I know. Because when you've been in church all along, you get to quote scripture and you ain't got it like that. And it's okay, Wall, say amen to me. And you start leaning on your intelligence, your smart, and you miss Jesus. You miss the authority that he wants you to come to be. Can I trust you to be a servant for me? Can I show you mighty and great things I want to do just because you are obedient to me? At least he had enough knowledge to go to the priest. Some of us go to other folks. Got you a little boost out there telling fortune. You know what a fortune teller is, a witch. Give me $20. I'm going to tell you all about your life. You ain't heard. You going to hell? So why? He said, Samuel said, Eli, you call me. Here am I. He will look like, what you want me to do? But it was the Lord calling him that I can entrust you a boy. Grab this little Jason. A boy. I want to release him. My pathetic anointing in you. You're going to tell us, old man, by him and he churn, and it's going to be just what you tell him. What age got to do with it? When we make up our mind to be committed to authority, some ain't. If a lot of folks going to miss Jesus saying a woman can't do nothing but cook, have babies, and keep the house clean. And put on your apron and long dress and your hair nappy. You serving man, when you going to line up to serve God? Oh, it's hot up in here. Turn the heat up. And then he come back a second time. How many times has he has come to us for the same reason, the same cause? And we have not done any better. Because we bring our excuse baggage. And we excuse ourselves. But he's still giving us another opportunity to line up, to be a servant. See, some people assignment is to come from right around the corner. Some people ain't signed to get on time from around the corner. So if we ain't lining up with what he said, we don't know nothing about the word. Can I get somebody up in here? We done read it like it's a storybook. And we don't believe nothing. We just digested some of it. That's why I didn't read them love stories. Because they'll get you off course on what is what. Right. He loves me all and he loves everything about me. When you take off your wig, he scared of you. Oh, no, I ain't going on that. So here come the second time. He run back to Eli. Samuel, come back again. Here am I. I said, yes. Every time he said, yes. After the third time, he didn't have to say yes no more because he had lined up to be prepared from him, not from them. Because Eli's lights have been gone out. That means the anointing done left him. You can go do the motion, quote scripture, and speaking in tongue and dancing and fall out and hurt your toe or something. Through the motion, through religious format. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And I refuse to line up because I keep on taking my desire, yes, my will. Yes. I can't accept this will because don't nobody know. I know. Well, what do we know when we keep messing up? Amen. We don't know nothing. We don't know nothing about that I am that will prepare you to say yes to his will and his way. If you can't come off from being cute and proper and all that learning, you ain't going to do nothing for him because it's about you. Amen. You can prophesy in his name and you get pumped up. It's about you. You can preach about him and you knocking down doors. It's about you. When it get to be by him, you done been through something. You done took some things. And some things look like it done took you. Because sometimes your mind done slipped out and you don't know it's gone because you went down there to PhD school. Yes. Amen. And you got a PhD in stupidity. Because he can't come up in here and bring his spiritual enlightenment in. That I'll know that what I do for Christ, it will matter. If it don't look like it's mattering now, he'll allow some enemies to come and see can they persuade you. I ain't hear nobody. But you know that the I am, I said yes to him. I said, whichever way you want to do this. I said about the fat woman. Well, I can go a little further than that. We looking for somebody in the natural done already built them a house. And they keep on telling you it's my house. I ain't hear nobody. Want a man with some money. And that sucker won't give you none of it. Can I get somebody to come on with me? But when I said yes, I believe that he gonna straighten me up for the journey to represent who he is and the power he possess. You might not get it all on the day, but if you say yes on the day, that's a starter for the other days. Can I get somebody to help me? Say yes. I don't care how profound you are in what. I will listen to that prophet Jerry playing the ear till the people came up and sang. If he will have his ear open up to the spirit of the Lord, it won't be nothing to reckon with. I ain't hear nobody. I give him praise today. It's good to be a renowned musician, but that won't get you in the kingdom when we can't line it up. I bless him today. I have a unique style, and I heard the Lord say, I gave you this. But when people throw me out of their church, they don't ask me where I got it from. They just say it ain't of God. How would you know when you've been on bougie, you've been going on man program, and he ain't give you nothing that you can stand on here. I give you glory. He'll take it out of you if you want him to do it for you. He'll take you forward, and every round he'll make you better. After a while, you just won't care. He'll allow you to be an eagle. That means you fly real high. Hallelujah. And you will know that you know who started you on this flight. It's Jesus. And every round you call Jesus, I want to know, do you believe that he can fix you? He can prepare you, but you got to be willing to go through some storm. I ain't hear nobody. Go through some doubt, and don't you do without. I believe that the Savior is greater than where I am now. I said, I will trust you. I will bless you, but just start blessing him. For we tell a lie, we trust him. Because we'll trust in our intellect. We'll trust in our intuition. We'll trust in our hook and plan. I give him praise. I thank him today for his mighty power. My God, ain't nobody here, man. My, it's okay if it look like you don't miss God. But if you believe God is greater than the runner, greater than the one who pointed finger at you. I ain't hear nobody. Always got something to judge about. You didn't protocol this right, and you didn't represent all these folks. Why would you go through the devil category? Get on up there and get some Jesus so he can do something for you. I ain't hear nobody, so he can give you some power, and you stand on the power of him. You come on, devil, with your police yourself. Come on, I'm going to praise him while he's doing this thing. I'm going to thank him because I don't know how to do it. I bless you today. I give you glory. My God, you can't stand on his word when his word ain't in you. I give you praise. Through this ministry, it's a whole lot of people don't come up in here. They didn't see nothing, but they think they can make something. He already done made it. You just don't see it. I bless you today. Hallelujah. So what if the pastor got a dialect? She act like she come from down on one of them farms out there in Africa. Well, that's where my root came from. He just taking me back so I won't forget where he done brought me from. Can I bless somebody? Hallelujah. I bless him. It's a dire need for us to line up and say yes. Hear my Lord. If you want somebody, don't tell him to send you when you ain't ready to go. Every stop, you stop. And you have you some dinner. You get you another boyfriend or a girlfriend. I ain't hear nobody. I can't trust you because you ain't going to never get there. I bless your name today. Hallelujah. Let him allow some training to come in. Allow him to allow some things to just dissemble you. You so messed up. You done got cross-eyed. Did not know you were cross-eyed. Your hair done left you. You thought you was all that. I ain't hearing nobody. Well, hair used to grow. Ain't none growing there now. You know you messed up. But I believe that he'll straighten me up in his due time. Hallelujah. I want to hear from him. I want to be precise and I want to be specific because he ain't no mess. I bless his name. Didn't Samuel tell up Eliab, because God ain't nobody to play with. He want to train us and he sent people. Got your best interest in mind. Ain't looking nothing for you. They just want to undergird you so you can do this thing. Every now and then, I tell you a little of what the Lord has done for me. If you too proud and you too bougie and you think you got all that, well, he'll wait for the next one to come and receive to eat off his welcome table. And ain't nothing you can do about it. I bless his name. Hallelujah. He is a mighty king. He's king of kings. And he's Lord of all. Hey, anybody hear me today? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Eli finally understood that the Lord, God was speaking to this boy Samuel when we done messed up. At least he had enough left in him to say, go to him. He gonna tell you, I ain't hear nobody. But in there, sometime God have to take us out of here when we done messed up so bad. I ain't hear nobody. I give him praise today. I tell my children, I can't sugarcoat it. One of my children came yesterday to talk about somebody. I said, not up in here, because you need to look at your own self. When you say yes, he's going to straighten you up. You won't be looking at who ain't a flaws, who ain't flaws their teeth, and they mouth stink. You're stinking too, because you ain't did the homework. You ain't did the basic. Somebody help me. I give you praise today. Religious folks always send a sign, point their finger, look at you.
Here's what's happening in our area. Real Sense Prosperity Place, in partnership with Junior Achievement of North Florida, invites you to a family-friendly educational workshop. Improve your money management skills as a family. Reservations are required. Dinner will be served. Live to Lead is a leadership development experience designed to breathe new life into your leadership skills. Learn more about these and other activities and post your organization's upcoming event at the events page at praise1079. You've been listening to the ministry message of God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant. You can reach the ministry at 778-4477. or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The ministry website is located at godsprophetic ministry.com. Tune in again next Sunday at this same time for another message from the ministry of God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry.